bad news from a text message winds up highlighting a much bigger scale problem for refugees. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm inviting you to keep listening because this story actually gives you an opportunity to make a difference. Plus, there are stories about how prayer makes a big difference in places like Ethiopia and behind the scenes. The United Nations texted 200,000 Syrian refugees in Jordan last week that food aid was being cut off. Sadly, it's not a lot better anywhere else because of the sheer numbers in the world's largest humanitarian crisis. AMG International is stationed in the gateway country, Greece. Tasos Ioannidis says most of the refugees are trying to go someplace else. They often have nothing but the clothes on their backs. They need help.
We have a group of volunteers that travels with a medical van to the northern border of Greece, and they provide, again, supplies, water, basic food, basic medical care, so that these people can survive.
The love of Christ is such a different response that it begs the question, why?
We don't know how God is going to use the seed that is sown in this manner by providing tangible help, but we are praying that as they continue their trip, that this seed that is planted will be cultivated and bear fruit through further contact as they continue their journey.
Details are at the end of the broadcast on how you can make a difference. In rural Indonesia, Muslims and Christians are banding together. Radical Muslims brutally attacked a pastor supported by Forgotten Missionaries International, FMI's Bruce Allen.
Pastor Yuda, even as we speak, was being transported to another hospital where there's imaging equipment so that they could take some brain scans and see if there's any bleeding in the brain.
Even though the community is 98% Muslim,
the leader of that village, although he's Muslim, does not want any conflict between Muslims and the church members in that area.
There's a long recovery road ahead for Pastor Yuda and his family.
We just really appreciate prayers from the Mission Network News audience for his recovery. Obviously, any financial support we can give will help. There are immediate medical expenses.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We've got a follow-up story for you from Ethiopia. Last month, we told you about seven Ethiopian Christians who were arrested at a church this past spring. Then, we told you they were released after a judge ruled there was insufficient evidence to convict them. It was good news, but they still faced those charges, so we asked you to pray about that, too. The good news is all the charges have been formally dropped now. The group is undaunted in sharing the story of Jesus. Thank you for praying for them. Speaking of freeing prisoners, Operation Mobilization's annual Freedom Climb has rescued thousands of sex slaves. After seeing the work of the project, other women wanted to join in too, but didn't actually want to climb. And that's why OM changed the name to the Freedom Challenge and added other events. OM's Tina Yeager.
We are broadening it by really focusing on bringing it to the individual person, saying you can make a difference and really challenge yourself to do something.
This spring, they'll be launching a walking challenge where groups of 10 will walk a million steps to raise money for a program that's rescuing women and showing them how important they are to Jesus.
Our goal is, over the next 5 years, OM would like to free a million women, and we would really want to challenge the body of Christ to get engaged however God calls them to do that.
You can sign up for that, but hurry, the sign-up deadline's coming up soon. And sometimes life doesn't quite go the way you think it will. That was the case for Gary Frankson. Frankson felt called into missions as a young Christian, but lacked any formal training. He was about to give up his dream when God began opening doors. It started out by his helping with a few odd jobs here and there, and ended up at Christian Aid Mission, where he just celebrated his 30th work anniversary. He's one of the many unsung heroes helping to advance God's kingdom behind the scenes. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the link. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.